the fun of the World's Fair is the Subway Special that takes you there.
There's a good time feeling in the air
on the Subway Special to the World's Fair. Trains are easy to catch anywhere,
anytime, night or day.
Just pay 15 cents,
hop aboard,
and you're on your way. Yes, part of the fun of the World's Fair is the Subway Special that takes you there.
Your Transit Authority has 430 spanking new picture window cars for the elevated ride to the World's Fair. Express trains start at Times Square and Grand Central, and you're safely at the fair in less than 20 minutes. Take it easy. Take the subway.
Yes, part of the fun of the World's Fair is the Subway Special that takes you there.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the After the Fair podcast, the podcast to go along with the movie After the Fair. This is episode 5. It is Tuesday, August 10th, 2010. Welcome. And I thought it was fun to start the show with that little clip there, the Subway Special to the World's Fair, a YouTube find. And there's a video to go along with that as well. I think I'll go ahead and post that that ad to the blog so you can check that out. It's been a few weeks since we did a podcast. A few things to tell you about. First of all, a reminder that you can find us on Twitter. If you are on Twitter, just head to twitter.com/afterthefair, all one word. On Facebook, you can find us by searching for the group After the Fair Film, all different words. And also, you can find our YouTube channel at World's Fair Movie. So you can check that out. And of course, it's all on our website as well, worldsfairmovie.com. A few trips to tell you about this week. First of all, we went to Avis Car Rental. I'd mentioned this in the last podcast that I was headed there, and went to the Avis headquarters because in their lobby, they have one of the original Avis amusement cars, I guess we'll call them, that you would ride on at the fair. As many of you may know, if you've done any history of the fair, remember being at the fair, Avis, while most of the fair was focused on the future or contemporary things, Avis decided to go the other direction, and so they had these old-fashioned cars that you could drive, very similar to what you'd see in many amusement parks around the country, but I think it was memorable at the fair because it was different. It wasn't the same theme as everyone else. At any rate, this particular car is in just wonderful, wonderful condition, and it turns out that it was used after the fair for several different Avis promotional events when they would be have a booth or something at community get-togethers and that sort of thing, and it did that for many, many years, so I was surprised to see it in just immaculate condition. We didn't get to fire it up there in the lobby, unfortunately, but we did get some video of it, and glad to have that as part of the documentary. And I want to thank Alice Pereira at Avis for being very inviting and helpful with that. Yeah, I was just pausing because I was remembering there was a bit of an issue when I came there. I went through the wrong door. It wasn't really the main door, and sat in this little in between the doors because you needed a key, a card to get through. I thought I was at the main door. I wasn't, and sat there for like 20 minutes. It turns out Alice was perhaps 20 feet away at the correct place waiting for me to show up. So anyhow, I was just remembering that little story, but it was fun, and I want to thank her for making the car available and made it very easy for us to get what we needed there. And then this past weekend, it was a trip to the Poconos to visit Camp Ramah. It's a summer camp for kids, and located there is the back portion, or the main portion, of the Wisconsin Pavilion. When you see it overhead, it looks like a giant H. The camp uses it for plays, for their drama presentations on one side, and then they have the kitchen in the middle, and then the other leg of the H is the dining hall. And everybody there was wonderful. It was a fun shoot. It was fun. It's always fun to go to camp. You feel like a kid again. I was saying to Stacy that it would be nice if there was some sort of adult camp that was really like kids camp. You know, you'd go and stay in the bunks and have to go and do crafts at a certain time and do sports at a certain time. So that was a great time as well. And you'll probably see some of that footage on the blog shortly. it's always tough trying to figure out what to share with you on the blog, because I don't want it to necessarily be the exact same things that will end up in the final movie, because then if you've been playing along with the blog, well, then the movie won't be nearly as exciting. So you have to kind of balance what we share and what we don't so that you still love the movie when it's time to watch that. The thing about the Wisconsin Pavilion, which you may know, is that the other half of the pavilion is in Wisconsin, where it's part of a radio station, and we plan to visit there as well. So I'm just trying to visualize how these things went together, and unfortunately, a lot of the history on how the pavilion got to the Poconos has been lost or isn't remembered by those who are at the camp now. So we're going to do some research, get in the old microfiche at the library, and see what we can find out about the logistics of getting the building there, because it's in the Poconos. It's a fairly remote camp, especially for moving steel girders and siding and all that stuff there. And it turns out there are a few other buildings at the camp that may have been part of the fair as well. So we're going to look into that this week too. One other thing I'd mentioned before, that since Kickstarter didn't quite pan out, we went to a PayPal model if you want to help us out. That page is now up if you go to worldsfairmovie.com, and you can click on the graphic on the left that says Help Us. And you'll notice that just like on Kickstarter, now PayPal has the different levels to help us out. So that's where we're at this week. Some more research coming up, and a few more trips possible this month on the East Coast. And then we need to start figuring out when we will conquer the Midwest, especially Wisconsin and Michigan. There's a whole line of places that we need to hit there that could be a really, really long road trip. So we'll talk more about that in the future, but that is your update, the subway special to the World's Fair, as it were. I'm Ryan Ritchie. Thank you for listening. And again, stop by and say hello at worldsfairmovie.com. Goodbye, everybody.